This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how it's already done. In other words, God has answered our prayer, but we just haven't seen or experienced it yet. And I had this thought as I was reading in John 4 about this government official who asked Jesus to heal his son. And the passage said the official pleaded with the Lord, "Please come now before my little boy dies." And Jesus responded, "Go back home. Your son will live." The man, of course, believed Jesus and started on his way home. While on his way home, some of his servants met him with the news that his son was alive and well. Here's the point. The man asked his servants, "When did my son begin to feel better?" And they replied, "Yesterday afternoon, about 1 o'clock, his fever suddenly disappeared." It then hit the man that it was at the same time when Jesus told him that his son would live. When I read this, all I could think was, it's already done. I sincerely believe that sometimes when we kneel in prayer, before we even get up, God has answered our prayer, but we just haven't seen it yet. So just as God answered that man's prayer in that instant, we should be encouraged that he's doing the same in our lives. The next time uncertainty creeps in about whether God has heard or answered one of our prayers, let us cling to these words. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65:24. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know this, it's already done.